You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A team of scientists have recently been exploring the chemistry and medicinal uses of kawa kawa. Today I spoke to Chris Pook about the findings of this study and started by asking him what this study involved.
We are looking to develop a functional beverage in collaboration with some EV partners in down in Nelson, Wakatuin Corporation. And so they've given us some of their kawa kawa that they've harvested from around the region, from their ancestral land in Totohu. And we've been exploring the chemistry of that plant from that region to try and work out what kind of chemicals are in it, and to give some insight into the mechanisms by which it's known to have an effect in Māori traditional medicine in Rongoā Māori. So we have added considerably to the current knowledge on the chemical space of kawa kawa, which was, there was some information out there previously. There's some work been done by a group from Plant and Food Research in collaboration with Otago University that was published about 3 years ago, looking at some of the compounds and trying to assign identities to them. We've confirmed several of those, and we've produced quite a nice handful more. And that's allowed us to look at those molecules and do some research in the literature to try and work out what properties they might have upon the body when we ingest them. We found some really interesting things. We've found, for example, the neurotransmitter dopamine, which is really very abundant in kawa kawa. It's one of the two most abundant compounds in the samples that we analysed, both in the kawa kawa that we analysed from Totohu, the Wakatu shared with us, and also in the commercial sample of kawa kawa tea that we analysed as a kind of as a comparator for their material, which comes from a brand called Oku. So we found some really interesting things and some really fairly potent chemicals, some of which go towards explaining the traditional uses of kawa kawa in Rongoā Māori, for example, as a balm for soothing toothache. And we think this might be down to another compound called pellitterine, or partly down to the action of another compound called pellitterine. And that's known to have a numbing or tingling sensation. It's to induce a numbing or tingling sensation when it's consumed in the mouth. It hits a particular receptor in our body, which is sensitive to chemical stimuli and to cold. It's the same receptor which gets hit by menthol, for example. It gives you that same cooling and numbing effect. So we think that's quite possibly a reason why it's useful in that role, but also as a balm. Or a topical balm just for putting on skin to treat bites or grazes or cuts or stings. So yeah, it's really nice to try and match up our findings with the traditional uses, and to find some obvious kind of alignment there between Western science and traditional knowledge.
You've found through some of your research that it can have anti-inflammatory effects on the cardiovascular system. It can be used for gastrointestinal issues, metabolizing sugar and regulating insulin. So is that what you're aiming to do in putting it in a liquid form?
Well, the role of functional foods is to provide some benefits to our health beyond mere caloric energetic intake, nutritional intake. The compounds that we've discovered in kawa kawa, if you incorporate kawa kawa into a beverage, which is another part of the project that we're being funded on by the High Value Nutrition National Science Challenge, is to produce this functional beverage, a formulation for it, incorporating kawa kawa. So the original recipe was produced by Wakatu in collaboration with the Chia Sisters, the beverage company. And so Wakatu were interested in working out a way to exploit kawa kawa and to develop it into a product that could be sold overseas. And so they needed to understand how it would contribute to the functionality of the beverage. So we've been conducting clinical trials, feeding people both the beverage formulation with and without kawa kawa to see what extra effects it can have. There's one particular mechanism which is really interesting. So one of the compounds in coacoal, which is in the pepper family, it's closely related to black pepper. And black pepper is rich in a spicy compound called piperine. It's the compound that gives pepper its spicy flavor. And piperine has another interesting property. It's been shown to be a bioavailability enhancer for beneficial molecules. So that can include pharmaceutical drugs, which are difficult for us to uptake them from the gut when we ingest them. And it seems to have the same effect upon the molecule curcumin, which is the active, bioactive molecule in turmeric. That produces an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory effect on the body when it's ingested, but it's very hard to uptake. Our body's not very good at taking it up from when we ingest a food product that contains curcumin. So typically maybe less than 1% of it actually ends up in our bodies, and the rest is just waste, is really wasted. It gets passed through into our large intestine, metabolized by the gut microbiome, or just excreted. So it's been shown that if you ingest curcumin together with piperine, you get a significant increase in the amount of curcumin that actually gets into your body, where it can have an effect. And we're really interested to see if we get the same effect from some of the molecules that we've identified in coacoal. So coacoal also has piperine in it, but a very low level, nowhere near the amount that you see in black pepper, in the leaves of the coacoal anyway. But it does have a similar molecule. It's elepsamide. It's also known as anti-epilepsirine. So this molecule is very similar to piperine, just a slightly smaller form of piperine with a slightly shorter carbon backbone. And a paper came out last year where the researchers had found that molecule as well had the same bioavailability enhanced effect on curcumin. So we're really hoping to see that effect from our clinical trials. And obviously, if you can increase the amount of an anti-inflammatory compound that's getting into your body, you're increasing the effective dose, and hopefully you're increasing the actual efficacy of that food product, of that functional food, to help improve your health. So we're looking to explore the amount of curcumin that gets into the body when we feed people these two different formulations of the beverage and see if there's a difference. So I have a master's student working on that at the moment.
Māori have used coacoal as a traditional medicine for a long time. How have you worked alongside iwi and hapu Māori?
We work in collaboration with Wakatu Incorporation. They were key to, they're a key contributor to the project, they're a key partner. This couldn't have happened without them. And they've been generous enough to share their tonga with us so that we can work on it. They have also shared their mātauranga, their knowledge, their traditional knowledge around how coacoal was used traditionally in Rongoā Māori. So we are very grateful to Wakatu for engaging with us and partnering with us to make this research happen. It wouldn't have happened without them. We also work, a co-investigator on the project, as Dr. Mika Foster of Edible Research, who's also a honorary associate professor at the Liggins Institute where I work. And she's been working closely with us and advising us, and is our liaison with Awara, the health and wellness arm of Wakatu Incorporation. So we're working quite closely with Māori to bring this research into being and to share it with the world. So,
where can people stay up to date with your research?
Our work is all released into the public domain as we publish it, and this publication was accompanied by a press release from the university's website, which you can find quite easily on Google, together with the original research paper, which is open access, so anyone can download and access the information if they want to read more about it in detail. I'm planning on doing some social media posts to expound upon it.
That was Chris Pook speaking to me about recent discoveries into the medicinal benefits of...
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.